Always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packard. Armorer Hannah Gutierrez on Wednesday found guilty by a jury of involuntary manslaughter in the Rust movie set shooting trial, but not guilty of tampering with evidence. CENTCOM says the U.S. carried out a self-defense strike on two aerial vehicles in a Houthi-controlled area of Yemen hours after Houthis claim responsibility of a deadly attack.
For the first time after months of missile attacks on cargo ships, the Iranian-backed Houthis have left crew members dead, killing three on board and critically injuring three others in the Gulf of Aden. The ship, a Liberian-owned carrier, the surviving crew abandoning ship, a U.S.-guided missile cruiser now headed to assist.
ABC's Martha Raddatz, New York City, the fight to fight subway crime. National Guard will now help patrol the system. Russian missile narrowly missing Ukraine's president and the Greek prime minister during a visit to the port city of Odessa. This is ABC News. House Speaker Mike Johnson again relied on Democratic votes to pass six spending bills ahead of the Friday funding deadline. ABC's M. Nguyen has more from Washington.
House lawmakers voted to pass six spending bills to fund federal government agencies, including the Agriculture, Justice, and Transportation Departments. House Speaker Mike Johnson relied on Democrats to help them avoid a partial government shutdown this weekend. The Senate is expected to quickly approve the legislation and send it to President Biden's desk. But Congress still faces a March 22nd deadline to secure funding for the other six federal agencies, which is expected to include spending for the Defense Department. M. Nguyen, ABC News, Washington.
After approval by the Alabama State Legislature, Governor Kay Ivey has signed into law a measure that restores IVF access in the state. It's in response to a state Supreme Court ruling that defined frozen embryos as children. University of Alabama at Birmingham, the state's largest hospital system, says they're now moving promptly to resume IVF treatments. Dave Packer, ABC News.
Hey, son, how are you feeling?
I'm fine, Pops.
What's on your mind?
I can't explain it. Navigating without a compass, eyes waiting, started to wonder. Metamorphosis, philosophy without you is.
When your kid can't find the language, help them find the lyrics. Listen to the Sound It Out album and get tips and tools to start a conversation at soundedouttogether.org. Brought to you by Ad Council and Pivotal Ventures.
Matt Nair on air.
Hovde, Eric Hovde now. He will be running against Tammy Baldwin.
He's not a Wisconsinite. He threw his hat in the ring from California. This is Tim Michaels all over again. Businessman who walks in and goes, well, I can take care of this. And Wisconsin says, no. Good to know you. Here's some Kringle. Go back home.
Is that how we politely blow people off now, is to take a Kringle and go away?
Matt Nair on air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wuggehout. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Vice President Kamala Harris was in Wisconsin Wednesday with Labor Secretary Julie Sue talking up apprenticeship opportunities at a Madison construction site.
They are learning skills that are about engineering and technology. They are learning skills that is about complex math and science. And these are the kinds of skills that we need in a variety of jobs.
President Biden Wednesday signed an executive order that aims to create paid apprenticeships in the trades to help rebuild America's infrastructure. Most kids are doing okay after a school bus and a dump truck crashed in Waukesha Wednesday morning. Police say there were 34 kids on the bus. Some of them got some scrapes and cuts from broken glass. Only one child had to go to the hospital. I'm Nate Wuggehout, Civic Media News.
Marquette loses on senior night. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Marquette Golden Eagles at home tonight at Fiserv Forum in Milwaukee against the number two ranked UConn Huskies. The Golden Eagles with a run late in the game, but fell short. Coverage on Fox Sports 1.
Playing without Tyler Cole, hanging around. It's a three. It's Joplin. That's no good. And and UConn 74-67, as intense of a game as you will see. And the Huskies have win number 27. It's a win on the road against ranked Marquette.
Now, a very talented UConn team, too. And you've been shorthanded, very competitive effort.
The final, UConn 74, Marquette 67. Up next, Marquette on the road against Xavier this Saturday evening. Bucks on the West Coast tonight against Golden State. The Wisconsin Badgers host Rutgers tomorrow night. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. We'll see partly cloudy skies overnight with lows in the lower 30s by sunrise. On Thursday itself, look for more clouds across the area, highs in the mid and upper 40s. Any rain chances will hold off until after midnight Thursday night. It's 30 at our studios.
From I-43 to I-41, this is the Talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW.
Org, brought to you by Iraq and Afghanistan Veterans of America and the Ad Council.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Welcome to the third hour of our program. Marjorie Taylor Greene is in a little bit of hot water here. It's strange goings on down in Georgia. Mark Alicia is an investigative reporter with RawStory.com. His Twitter handle is Mark Alicia, M-A-R-K-A-L-E-S-I-A. And, of course, Raw Story's website is RawStory.com. And you can check it out. Raw Story investigates Marjorie Taylor Greene's, the headline is Marjorie Taylor Greene gets fresh scrutiny from regulators after election violation fine. Mark, welcome to the program. So glad to have you with us. Tell us about this story.
Well, I think, Tom, what it really says is, or what it shows is kind of a disregard for election law, and at worst, contempt. Is this something that's going to bring Marjorie Taylor Greene down? No, it's not. But it shows this inattention, almost cavalier inattention to detail. Twice within the last 3 months, she's been questioned by the FEC. And the first time, she agreed to a fine of $12,000. And then in a separate case this week, she was challenged about the name of a new PAC that she started.
And what's the essence of the argument or the charges against her?
Well, let's go with the first one. Mm-hmm. was for a PAC, her PAC, super PAC, that she started called Stop Socialism Now. And it was related to raising money for the Georgia runoff election in 2020. And where she ran into trouble was this sort of super PAC can raise unlimited money. So the law is that a member of Congress cannot be out there soliciting money for this. Mm. So she appeared in a video that was created by the PAC, and she put it on her website, on social media, not on her website, I think it was X or Twitter back then, and maybe Facebook. Anyways, it was on social media. She was clearly soliciting money for this cause, which is just, from what I could tell, it was just a blatant violation. She agreed to a settlement with the FEC, and then she said that she got bad legal advice. Well, okay, you know. Whatever. But she agreed to the settlement, to a $12,000 fine. Right. Again, is it a huge deal? Is it going to break the bank? No, it's not. But it shows people something about how our politicians are treating election law and, in some sense, the I don't want to say powerlessness, but the inability of the FEC to really come down hard.
Is the FCC, the FEC was paralyzed through most of the Trump administration. I know there were a bunch of charges that Trump was taking donations that were wildly in excess of the law. But it was, as I recall, deadlocked 2-2 or 3-3.
That happens all the time.
Yeah, so tell us about that.
Yeah, it's paralyzed that way. And so really, it often doesn't have a lot of teeth. I mean, at Ross Story, we look at a lot of FEC documents, and we scrutinize things like what my colleague Alexandria Jacobson did, which was reporting of stock purchases by members of Congress. They have to do it within a certain amount of time, do they? And she found numerous violations of that. So it's just another example of the lawmakers not paying attention to the letter of the law.
Is this widespread generally, or is this a problem largely with Republican candidates?
I would say that it's probably both sides. Now, with Marjorie Taylor Greene, the thing this week's issue was the name of a super PAC that she started, MTG for Georgia. It's what's called a leadership PAC, and with that, leadership PAC allows congresspeople to raise money that they give to other members without dipping into their own campaign funds. But a central tenet of leadership PACs is you don't put your name in the name of the PAC. Mm. And MTG for Georgia, well, I think by now people know what MTG stands for.
Right.
And the FEC sent her a letter and said, now look, is this PAC for your campaign personally, or is this a leadership PAC? And so I don't know what they plan to do. They didn't respond to us. They didn't respond to Ross Story. And they could maybe change the name or they can shut it down again. I don't know what they'll end up doing.
It seems that there is a rather cavalier attitude across the GOP, with regard to election law and things like this. To the best of my knowledge, a lot of the illegal contributions that were given to Donald Trump were never returned. Are you familiar with that? Is that something that you've looked into?
I have not delved into that, but I know basically what you're bringing up.
Yeah.
And I think you're right. In that sense, but why should we be surprised with the way truth is being dealt with mm-hmm. by that party by its now presidential candidate?
Yeah, it's been a serious problem for the GOP since the Reagan Revolution in many ways. You know, oh yes, give us a tax cut; it'll help the economy. No, it doesn't. It just makes billionaires richer. I mean, it's just, for example. We're talking with Mark Alicia. He's an investigative reporter with Ross Story, rawstory.com. Mark Alicia on Twitter or on X. Where is this going to go? And has there been any citizen involvement in this, or did the FCC just track this down all by themselves?
I believe they saw the name. No, these sorts of cases can be initiated by citizens or by interest groups. That's what happened with the case with the $12,000 fine. Mm-hmm. I don't want to say the wrong organization, but it was definitely started by a complaint from an interest group. This one, I think it was just such a basic violation that somebody at the FEC saw the application for the organization, which was only from last month, and said, MTG, that's tantamount to having a name, and that's not okay.
Right, and you can't have a name. Do you think that this is going to have any impact at all on the voters in Georgia? I mean, Marjorie Taylor Greene is up for re-election this November.
No, I mean, they're probably not.
Yeah.
And it's a real shame. I mean, people, bulletproof politicians. It reflects our society right now, how polarized and dug in people are.
Well, if Republicans will vote for a, you know, a convicted rapist or an adjudicated rapist, you know, for a guy who's lost billions of dollars, you know, having his businesses fail one after the other, the guy, a guy who cut a deal with a foreign government through the LIV Golf Tour, it looks like he got hundreds of millions of dollars. We don't know for sure, but it, certainly his son-in-law got a $2 billion, and his former Treasury Secretary got a billion, and we don't know how much of that has made its way back to Donald Trump. I mean, I can't imagine, Mark, any of these things being done by Joe Biden or any Democrat for that matter, and they're surviving it. It's like
With MTG, you've got the Jewish space lasers. Remember that one?
Oh, yeah. She went off obscenely about that last night.
Yes, right? that's why I bring it up. I mean, it was her dismissiveness, profane dismissiveness of the BBC interviewer.
Right.
You know, to me, it was sort of reflects her attitude toward the FEC, except there weren't any curse words.
This was at Mar-a-Lago. For people who don't know what we're talking about, down at Mar-a-Lago, Marjorie Taylor Greene was being interviewed by a reporter for the BBC who you know, simply, and I think fairly reasonably, asked her about her Jewish space lasers comment. And she said, why don't you just F off? Only she didn't say F. I mean, she said the whole word, you know. And it's really surprising. Mark, you're doing God's work. I you know, keep up the great investigative reporting. Mark Alicia over at Raw Story. Mark, thank you so much for dropping by today.
Thank you, Tom. I appreciate it.
Good talking with you. Raw Story is just one of the great websites out there, and you're doing marvelous work. Thank you. We'll be back. It's 15 minutes past the hour. I'll be back with more of the call, more of the news of the day and your calls. Stay with us.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Up next, the most underreported story of the week. Putin's right-hand man unveiled a new map of Russia with plans to invade two NATO countries.
Rhino and the Mayor in the Morning.
Frozen tundra.
And the talk of Green Bay
choice
all day
for
long.
News talk. 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW.
When I first fed my dogs Blue and Chewy Nature's Blend from Dr. Marty, I knew they would love it. After all, it's freeze-dried raw dog food that's full of real turkey, beef, salmon, and duck. What's not to love? But I was totally surprised by how much healthier and happier my dogs seemed after we made the switch. The biggest change for Blue and Chewy was that they went from a few extra pounds to being more fit, and we could tell that they look better and they feel better. The ingredients in Nature's Blend are that wholesome. Plus, I love it that it doesn't contain any artificial preservatives, how it's dry to the touch so there's no mess, and how it's shelf-stable so I don't need to keep it in the fridge. I know you'll love how convenient and healthy Nature's Blend is for your dog. My listeners can get up to 54% off the first Nature's Blend order, plus a free bag of premium beef liver dog treats. Just go to drmartypets.com/Tom or text Tom to 511-511. Text THOM to 511-511. All dogs are unique. Your dog's results can and will vary. Message and data rates may apply.
The Todd Almost Show.
Green Bay's a fine town, but I'm just telling you, you're better off to take a horse. Don't drive in Green Bay, and for God's sake, don't get a parking ticket. So how about this? We find out how much revenue does Green Bay get from parking tickets, and we say that the Packers are going to donate that, and we're going to have free parking in Green Bay. How about that? Todd for mayor of Green Bay.
The Todd Almost Show, weekdays noon till 2 on your local civic media radio station and on the app.
Hi, I'm Maggie Dawn, host of The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays at 2 on the Civic Media Network.
And I'm Stuart J. Waddles, Civic Media's Southeast Wisconsin News Bureau Chief.
Stuart and I will be hosting special coverage of President Biden's State of the Union speech Thursday night at 8.
We'll, of course, present what the president says, the Republican response, and also talk about what it all means for you.
This will be one of the most important speeches from the president in this critical election year.
This Thursday night at 8 across the Civic Media Radio Network.
This message is for Shauna, my mom, who just finished her high school diploma. I wanted to say I'm so proud of you for finishing school. You taught me it's never too late to achieve your dreams. I hope to make you as proud as you have made me.
When you graduate, they graduate. Finish your high school diploma for you and for them. Visit finishyourdiploma.org to find free and supportive adult education centers near you. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
How to avoid this apocalyptic nightmare? It's to vote. Because at the end of the day, the only thing that will save our democracy is our democracy. America, make your voice heard. Turn away from authoritarianism and vote this November.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us. Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram. 30.
Missed my opening rant today? It's usually published over at HartmanReport.com, where you can read it and share it with your friends for free. Check it out, HartmanReport.com. You've been hearing me rave about Cozy Earth for a couple of years now and how incredibly soft and luxurious their sheets are. Well, I'm not alone. They literally have thousands of customers who've left five-star reviews on their website, like this one from Hallie. Honestly, the best sheets we've ever had. Absolutely a dream to slip into each night. Everyone deserves to splurge on these sheets. You'll have no regrets. Louise and I love how soft our Cozy Earth sheets are. Cozy Earth sheets, available now in 15 awesome colors, are made from viscose from bamboo, making them temperature regulating so you'll sleep cool and comfy year-round. Cozy Earth even offers a 100-night sleep trial. Sleep on it, try it, try it out. If you're not completely in love, just send it back within 100 days for a full refund. Experience life-changing luxury with the world's softest sheets. Just go to CozyEarth.com and enter my promo code TOM, T-H-O-M, at checkout, and you will save up to 35% on Cozy Earth's bedding, pajamas, bath towels, loungewear, and more. That's CozyEarth.com, and the promo code to save up to 35% is TOM, T-H-O-M, CozyEarth.com. 22 minutes past the hour, and the British paper, The Express, is out with a story here. Which is getting, I think it's probably one of the most underreported stories in the media right now, is that on Monday, Dmitry Medvedev, who is the, currently he's the Russian Security Council deputy chairman. He's the guy who took turns with Putin when the Russian Constitution term limited the president to two terms and Putin's two terms ran out. He put Medvedev in charge as president of Russia. But basically, he continued to run the country, and then you know that after that, they changed the constitution so Putin could run again. And in fact, he's running for re-election here in the next couple of weeks or a couple of months. I'm not sure exactly when the Russian election is, but it's coming up. And he yesterday held a or Monday rather held a press conference where he rolled out a new map. And he said Ukraine is definitely Russia. Those were his words. He said this concept. And that's the concept of an independent Ukraine. This concept must disappear forever. Ukraine is definitely Russia. He said historic parts of the country need to come home. And you look at the map, and not only is all of Ukraine now part of Russia on this map, but also part of Poland is. So that, you know, because you've got this little bit of Russia called Kaliningrad, which is, you know, over on the Baltics, and Kaliningrad is separate from Russia. It's a little piece that Russia hung on to after World War II, and continued to hang on to after the breakup of the Soviet Union. And you can't drive from Kaliningrad to Russia without going through Poland. Well, on this new map, you can drive from Kaliningrad to Russia because the Poland's borders have been changed. This is Russia telling the world that they intend to not only take all of Ukraine, but they intend to attack a NATO ally, Poland, which will start World War III.
And the way to stop this is to stop them from taking all of Ukraine. But tell that to the Republicans in Congress. Tell that to Donald Trump. Because they're just fine with Putin taking Ukraine. They don't want any more U.S. aid going to Ukraine. Because they want World War III, I guess. This is not a good thing. And furthermore, it's not a good thing that it's getting so little coverage in American media. All right, let's pick up your calls. What's on your mind today? Mike in Santa Cruz, California. Hey, Mike, what's up? Mike? I'm not hearing Mike. Are you, Sean? Nope. Okay, let's try Joe in Olympia, Washington. Hey, Joe, what's on your mind today? Joe?
Hi, Tom. You there?
Yeah, I am. What's on your mind?
Okay, hey, real quick. It's becoming apparent to me that I'm going to need to do some phone banking this year for this campaign.
Yeah.
And Trump is always saying that he's for the working man. And it seems like a significant percentage of working people in America believe him. You know, and I know that there are titles to books out there having to do with Trump's history as a businessman in New York with respect to not paying his workers, outlasting them in court. Yeah. Suing them, like basically resisting.
Right, and refusing to use union labor, too. He brought in a bunch of Polish immigrants, worked them in when they were building Trump Tower, worked them, you know, hard, and then refused to pay them and had them deported back to Poland.
Sorry, I don't mean to.
No, anyway, I mean, this is Trump.
I mean, yeah.
He hates working people.
I mean,
he's a billionaire. Do you really think that any of those union workers would be invited up to Trump, up to his residence at Trump Tower? No, he laughs at people like that, average working people.
Trump is a summary liar. He's entirely transactional, and he'll say anything to anybody to get himself
what he wants.
Elected.
Yeah.
But what I need is some titles. I know there's books out there that talk about Trump's history as a businessman in New York City,
right. And
just how jaded it is. And I'd like
David K. Johnston has written two books on Trump. Johnston, there's a T in Johnston, he's written a couple of books that are brilliant. And then, of course, there is Michael Cohen wrote two books actually about Trump. There are others. David Corn wrote a book about Trump. I don't know if, to what extent it has to do with, working class people, but I know the David K. Johnston stuff does. So, I just poke around on, on your favorite book website and see what you can find. Joe, good luck. Thanks for the call. We'll be back 27 minutes past the hour.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
Speaking the truth, the GOP would really rather you didn't know. I'll be right back with your calls.
Broadcasting from the Devil's Advocate Studios, weekday afternoon from 4 until 6. The Talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM, WGBW.
I really do try to live with a heart-healthy diet and a good exercise routine, and I also love Superbeats Heart Chews. I get daily blood pressure support and just two tasty chews a day. Paired with a healthy lifestyle, the antioxidants in Superbeats are clinically shown to be nearly two times more effective at promoting normal blood pressure than a healthy lifestyle alone. I know I'm doing something good for myself every day when I eat my Superbeats Heart Chews. I've been taking them for years. I keep them by the bed so I see it every night. And don't forget, they're so convenient to take. I just love that. Superbeats Heart Chews are effective and clinically studied. From Superbeats, the number one doctor, pharmacist, and cardiologist recommended beet brand for cardiovascular health support. It's a convenient way to support healthy blood pressure. No pills to swallow, no ingredients to mix or prepare. Plus, they're plant-based. No artificial sweeteners or colors. Double your potential with Superbeats Heart Chews. Get a free month's supply of Superbeats Heart Chews in all bundles and a free full-size bag of turmeric chews valued at $25 with your order by going to tomlovesbeets.com. Get this offer exclusively at tomlovesbeets.com. It's T-H-O-M loves B-E-E-T-S.com.
Everything is expensive right now. Gas, food, you name it. You're spending more, you are making the same or less money. So, what do? You rack up credit card debt. That's what you do. It's not your fault. It's the economy. And guess what? If you rack up too much credit card debt like some of us, you can't pay your bills. Then the credit card companies, as nice as they are, start hounding you for money. Then you start your downward spiral. A smart thing for you to do is to call the Zero Debt. They can help you consolidate all your credit card bills into one affordable payment. Millions of people have done it. It works to make you debt-free. Make this free call right now. It costs you nothing to learn more.
800-298-9093. 800-298-9093. 800-298-9093. That's 800-298-9093.
Where the fans own the team. This is the talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. Armorer Hannah Gutierrez on Wednesday found guilty by a jury of involuntary manslaughter in the Rust movie set shooting trial, but not guilty of tampering with evidence. CENTCOM says the U.S. carried out a self-defense strike on two aerial vehicles in a Houthi-controlled area of Yemen hours after Houthis claim responsibility of a deadly attack.
For the first time after months of missile attacks on cargo ships, the Iranian-backed Houthis have left crew members dead, killing three on board and critically injuring three others in the Gulf of Aden. The ship, a Liberian-owned carrier, the surviving crew abandoning ship, a U.S. guided missile cruiser now headed to assist.
ABC's Martha Raddatz, New York City, the fight to fight subway crime. National Guard will now help patrol the system. Russian missile narrowly missing Ukraine's president and the Greek prime minister during a visit to the port city of Odessa. This is ABC News.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wiggehoe. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. More veterans might someday qualify for free tuition at Wisconsin State Universities. Right now, vets have to live in Wisconsin for 5 years to qualify for tuition reimbursement. A bill getting a hearing Wednesday would cut that down to 3 years. Veterans and their families can qualify for up to 8 free semesters at state universities or technical colleges. A new report finds people are almost as likely to find a good-paying job in rural areas as urban ones. Georgetown University's Martin Vanderwerf says it's a matter of training people for the right jobs.
There ought to be just closer ties between the labor force and educators so that we are actually educating people for the jobs that actually exist rather than jobs we wish would exist.
The Georgetown study found rural Americans had a 50% chance at a good-paying job compared to 54% in urban areas. I'm Nate Wiggehout, Civic Media News.
Nightline with Pete Schwabba.
Civic Media's Rich LoCascio. Could you introduce me as a wrestler right now? You could call me like the Punching Bag or the Patsy or something.
From Green Bay, Wisconsin, the Punching Bag, Pete Schwabba.
Now I'd be looking across the ring at my opponent's eyes getting really wide as he got ready to wail on me.
Nightline with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights 7 till 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. We'll see partly cloudy skies overnight with lows in the lower 30s by sunrise. On Thursday itself, look for more clouds across the area, highs in the mid and upper 40s. Any rain chances will hold off until after midnight Thursday night. It's 33 at our studios.
Hi, I'm Maggie Dawn, host of The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays at 2 on the Civic Media Network.
And I'm Stuart J. Waddles, Civic Media's Southeast Wisconsin News Bureau Chief.
Stuart and I will be hosting special coverage of President Biden's State of the Union speech Thursday night at 8.
We'll, of course, present what the president says, the Republican response, and also talk about what it all means for you.
This will be one of the most important speeches from the president in this critical election year.
This Thursday night at 8 across the Civic Media Radio Network.
From I-43 to I-41, this is the talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW.
From international trade policy to immigration policy to housing, we've got all kinds of topics
the wars between Republicans and Democrats, the Republican efforts to induce fascism in the United States. A great selection of opinions will be found over at HartmanReport.com. When I first fed my dogs Blue and Chewy, Nature's Blend from Dr. Marty, I knew they would love it. I mean, after all, it's a freeze-dried raw dog food that's made of real turkey, beef, salmon, and duck. If you're a dog, what's not to love? But I was totally surprised by how much healthier and happier our dogs seemed after we made the switch. Their coats are shinier. They've got more of a spring in their step. They seem more enthusiastic about life. The ingredients in Nature's Blend are that wholesome. Plus, I love that it doesn't contain any artificial preservatives, how it's dry to the touch, so there's no mess, and how it's shelf-stable, so you don't need to keep it in your refrigerator. I know you're going to love how convenient and healthy Nature's Blend is for your dog. And I can get you up to 54% off your first Nature's Blend order, plus a free bag of premium dog beef liver dog treats. Just go to drmartypets.com/Tom, drmartypets.com/THOM, or text Tom to 511-511. All dogs are unique. Your dog's results can and will vary. Message and data rates may apply. DrMartyPets.com/Tom or text Tom to 511-511. 35 minutes past the hour, picking up your calls here. Alan in Mendocino. Hey, Alan, what's on your mind today?
Hey, Alan, Alan.
That's Alan. You're on the air.
You're on the air.
I'm going to count to three. One, hello? Two, three.
Hello.
Hey, Alan.
Hello?
What's up?
Hi. Is this Tom?
It is. You're on the air.
Okay, Tom. I just have one question. I need a list of Biden's accomplishments. I have no idea how to get a hold of that. I think he might have broadcast it before, but anyway.
Yeah. I have found lists of his accomplishments several times. Let me just I've got a bunch of notes here. And I had some printed out. I'm sorry, I can't easily and quickly grab it. But the way I found them was I just put Biden's accomplishments in quotation marks into a search engine. And you'll find dozens of sites that list them.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Shouldn't be difficult. Shouldn't be difficult at all.
Great.
All right. Good luck, Alan.
Hey, thanks, Tom. Appreciate it.
Good talking to you. Jim in Sacramento. Hey, Jim, what's on your mind today?
Hello, Tom. Quick comment about the Supreme Court decision. I tried to get through on Monday, but didn't quite make the cut. In your criticism of the court, which I agree with 100%. There's one word I haven't heard you use that I think you probably have the concept in mind, but that word is legislating.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. I mean, they rewrote the 14th Amendment is what they did. And only Congress should be able to do that.
That's right. But they do more than that. Whenever they express in their opinion something that doesn't actually go to deciding the very issue before the court, that's by definition in the Supreme Court a form of legislation.
Yeah.
Because what it does is it addresses future events.
Yep.
It lays out a future plan that only a legislature can lawfully do.
Yeah, this is exactly what Thomas Jefferson warned about in when he was president and the Marbury decision came down in 1803, was he said, under this decision, the Constitution has become a thing of wax in the hands of the court. And he was right.
Right. And so when normally when a court does that, any court other than the Supreme Court, and it's just called obiter dictum, which means that which is said in passing. Mm-hmm. And another court could just ignore that. Mm-hmm. But they can't do that with the Supreme Court.
Correct.
Because the Supreme Court will always be in a position to, the other courts just won't buck a Supreme Court pronouncement about future events, even though it actually is just legislating.
Yep, I agree. Well said, Jim. Jim, thank you very much.
Yeah.
Cindy in Houston, Texas. Hey, Cindy, what's on your mind today?
Hi, Tom.
Hey.
Thank you for taking my phone call.
Sure.
I am worried now, once again, we have Trump and we have Biden going to the polls. And it really horrifies me that Trump is even in the picture.
Yeah, me too.
So as I sit down, as I think, as I go out, I talk to a lot of people. And I don't really know these people, but I just want to know how they feel. And what I have come to learn is that a lot of people that I talk to, that if Bernie Sanders would have been on the ticket, even a long time ago, Republicans, Democrats, Independents, anybody that I talked to, they told me at that time they did not like Trump, that they would have voted for Bernie Sanders.
Oh, yeah. Bernie could have easily beat Trump in 2016.
Bernie would have, yes, absolutely. I have no doubt. But now this is where we are today. I heard that Bernie went to talk to Biden, and that gives me a little bit of hope there. But this is what scares me, is that you have Trump that's on the far right. He's so far over there. You can't mean, I mean, he's so far over there, right? So why don't we, as Democrats, why don't we take advantage of that? Why don't we go as far left as we can? Instead of a minimum wage being $15 an hour, you know what? It should be 20. Instead of saying that those at the top need to pay their fair share of taxes, they need to pay more in taxes. There's just so much that we could do for the American people. And we as Americans, we deserve it as well.
I agree.
But if you look at how we are, and the majority of people out there, they will indeed begin to say, oh, well, that makes sense. Yep. But it's going to have to come from Biden and his, it's not just Biden, but the whole Democrats, you know, those at the top. They need to stand tall and proud and say, we are as far left as he is as far right.
Yep.
That's how I see that we're going to win, because the American people, we all need help, every single one of us.
Yep.
And so I just wanted to get, if anybody out there is listening, just kind of think about what I'm saying, because I honestly believe it makes sense.
Yeah, I agree with you, Cindy. I agree with you. And I wouldn't even call that the far left. I would call that the mainstream. I think the vast majority of Americans would like a higher minimum wage. They would like more unionization in the United States. They would like Social Security to be solvent and increase benefits. Bernie's proposing a $2,400 per year increase in Social Security benefits for everybody in America. They'd like Medicare not to be in the middle of being privatized. Thank you, George W. Bush. Et cetera, mm-hmm. et cetera, et cetera. Solid. And I am convinced in 2016, or for that matter in 2020, if Bernie Sanders had been on the ballot, that he would have beat Trump.
I have no doubt, Tom. Yeah. I mean, coming from somebody that is, I have no doubt. And it hurts me on a daily basis because, by the way, before we go, I wanted to say something. I know there was a man earlier that was talking about him being an immigrant and how scared he is. I just want anybody that's listening to this conversation that we're having right now, for them to know that there are so many people out there that care. You may not see them on a daily basis, but we're out there. And we truly believe that America is the land. It's a melting pot. It means that it's immigration. It's all of us. That's what makes America, and that's what makes us as strong as we should be. We need that. So I wanted to get that out there, too.
Well said, Cindy.
Thank you, Tom.
Thank you very much.
I appreciate it. Thanks.
Yep.
Bye-bye.
Good talking to you.
Bye.
Peter in Santa Rosa, California. Hey, Peter, what's up?
Yeah. First of all, Tom, I saw recently that Marjorie Taylor Greene was sued for $100,000 for not wearing a mask in Congress.
Yes. And not sued. She was fined.
Fined. Right. And I think that went all the way to some Supreme Court, maybe the Supreme Court. And they said, yeah, you got to pay that.
Yep.
So I think if we just leave her to her own thing, she's going to run out of money. She's getting fined left and right.
Oh, she's
and
raised also, millions. She is not hurting for cash. I guarantee you.
Yeah, I know the whole thing's a grift, the way the Republicans run it. And another thing, I saw a viewer on your program say that she should be called Empty Green, and I've been using that one ever since. I think that's a great name for her. But one more thing was that, you know, when you go on the Supreme Court and you sit in front of the Senate and you take an oath, isn't there penalties for not lying under oath? When these three justices said they were going to keep Roe v. Wade as it was, isn't there a penalty, or does it just not mean anything?
It, by and large, it doesn't mean anything. I mean, they phrased their answers in ways that didn't put them at risk of perjury, number one. And number two, even if they had explicitly committed perjury, there's virtually no way to go after them.
So that perjury is just a joke. They never flat out said that they...
If you're a Republican, testify before the Senate, yes.
Yeah, okay. All right. Well, that's all I wanted to say was that, you know, I believe Marjorie Taylor Greene's going to, like you say, she's not going to run out of money, but she sure is throwing it away when she could just grift it like the rest of them do.
Yeah.
Whatever.
There you go. I'm with you.
All right, thanks, Tom.
Thank you, Peter. Good talking to you. James in Winston-Salem, North Carolina. Hey, James, what's up?
Hey, Tom. Hey, I just want to say, man, I think it's a shame what the Democrats are doing to Joe Biden. Using him, the poor guy is mentally incapacitated, pretty much.
He's doing just fine, James.
How come he didn't make a speech last night after the elections? He didn't say anything.
There was no need to say anything. He walked away with it.
The Super Bowl. So he still should have. He thanked his voters. I mean, that's the least he could have done. I mean, people are making excuses for the poor guy. You know what? The Democrats are using him to beat Trump. But if he does beat Trump, they'll spit him out and put Kamala Harris up there. Because Joe is done. I mean, my grandson.
And you guys are really afraid of a black woman taking charge here, aren't you?
Let me finish, Tom.
Oh, my God.
They asked me, what's wrong with that poor man? I said, well, he's got dementia and the poor guy's losing it. Yeah. And that's who you want for president.
Well,
I'm increasingly thinking that
is true of Donald Trump, James. But Joe Biden seems to be 100% there with it. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
We'll be right back with more of your calls in just a moment. Stay tuned. It's the Tom Hartman Program. Fair and only slightly unbalanced.
Rhino and the Mayor in the morning,
frozen tundra,
and the talk of Green Bay
choice
all day
for
long.
News talk. 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing and always need to stick your fingers to test your blood sugar. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. Apply a discrete sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger sticks. If you are living with type 1 or type 2 diabetes and you use insulin or have had hypoglycemic events, you might be eligible for a CGM through your insurance benefits. U.S. Med partners with over 500 private insurance companies and Medicare. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill your insurance. Call us today for a free benefits check.
800-472-8060. 800-472-8060. 800-472-8060. That's 800-472-8060.
Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
Stop. That dog does not want to be petted.
A heads up before something bad happens.
You should not send that text.
Uh-oh. Life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can reverse prediabetes and prevent or delay type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the 1-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
Mino and the Mayor. We got a message on Facebook from Nicholas who says air fryers are perfect for leftover pizza.
There you go.
I bet that would work.
I have an air fryer. I've got one. I'm doing that.
Yes.
Another thing I'm going to do, I'm going to use my dehumidifier and I'm going to make jerky.
It's not a dehumidifier, John. What is it again?
Dehydrator.
That's what it is.
All right.
Dehydrator.
All right. Now we can go to break.
Mino and the Mayor. Weekday morning, 6 till 9. On the talk of Green Bay, WGBW and Oshkosh Air Support, WISS.
And on the Civic Media app,
The Todd Alba Show.
Green Bay is a fine town, but I'm just telling you, you're better off to take a horse. Don't drive in Green Bay, and for God's sake, don't get a parking ticket. So how about this? We find out how much revenue does Green Bay get from parking tickets, and we say that the Packers are going to donate that, and we're going to have free parking in Green Bay. How about that? Todd for mayor of Green Bay.
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Hi, I'm Maggie Dawn, host of The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays at 2 on the Civic Media Network.
And I'm Stuart J. Waddles, Civic Media's Southeast Wisconsin News Bureau Chief.
Stuart and I will be hosting special coverage of President Biden's State of the Union speech Thursday night at 8.
We'll, of course, present what the president says, the Republican response, and also talk about what it all means for you.
This will be one of the most important speeches from the president in this critical election year.
This Thursday night at 8 across the Civic Media Radio Network.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
Hey, son, how are you feeling?
I'm fine, Pops.
What's on your mind?
I can't explain it.
When your kid can't find the language, find the lyrics. Start a conversation at soundedouttogether.org. Brought to you by Ed Council and Pivotal Ventures.
It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free.
Hey, thanks so much for sharing our program and for reaching out to our stations and sponsors and letting them know that you're listening. It really means a lot to us. Welcome back. Picking up your calls here, Eric in Auburn, Washington. Hey, Eric, thanks for listening to SiriusXM. What's on your mind today?
Hi, Tom. Hey, you know what I've been waiting for and still hope to see, and that is... You know, Mitch McConnell isn't it, right? He knows the truth, but
he just endorsed Trump.
Brave enough. He's not brave enough to stand up to the Constitution over backing Trump.
Yep.
But what I want to see, though, and still hope to, is those who are close to Trump and used to work for Trump in the White House, John Kelly, right? Mark Milley, John Bolton.
There are 19 of them who served in his cabinet who are now out saying, don't you dare vote for that man. He's nuts.
But what I want to see is I want to see that message get out more effectively. I don't know if there's a space in which they can be together, but it is so important that it needs to get out.
Agreed.
They need to stand up. They need to have a message. It needs to be cleared. It needs to get out broadly. How can that best happen? Because that's what has to happen as part of this fight.
Yeah. Well, that's one of many different ways that you could attack Donald Trump and the GOP, and it's a good one. I can't speak to, you know, how they're going to do it or how they might do it. This is up to the DNC and to the Biden campaign. But I think your point is well.
And part of it, though. Sorry to interrupt, but part of it would be somebody like Liz Cheney to pull these people together and to have some forum by which and through which that message can get out, because it is crucial.
Yeah, she came out last night and said she's going to work to prevent Donald Trump from becoming president. And I'm taking her at her word. I expect her to become an activist, and I think that'll be a good thing. Eric, I got to move along, but your point was very well taken. Thank you. Mike in Fort Collins. Hey, Mark. Mike, excuse me, Fort Collins, Colorado. What's up?
Well, you had a caller, Ignacio.
Mm-hmm.
That
Horacio.
Anyway, now I back him up 100%. I'm coming up on 75 years old. My training experience, and whatnot, has been completely in construction. I put myself through school swinging a hammer. These Hispanic guys that worked for us, the quality of their work was impeccable. We were a drywall, acoustical ceiling, steel stud contractor.
Mm-hmm.
They was, you know, we need you to work. We're behind. We need you to work on the 4th of July. No problem. It's not our holiday, and you know we'll pay them like double time. We need you to work from 5 p.m. to 1:30 p.m.
Mm-hmm.
or a.m. No problem. We'll boost your salary.
Right.
And they will do things like, you know, white boys won't do, and people that complain about these people coming in, they're taking our jobs. Are you willing to hot mop a built up roof when it's 100 degrees out there?
Right. Or pick lettuce in 100 degree weather.
Yeah, 100-degree, that's what I say, 100-degree weather. Yeah. Anyway, as an example, we had a guy who was, he had a green card, and he would buy cars here and drive them down to Mexico when he went to see family. Mom would drive a car, the kids would drive cars, sell them, make money, and come back. So... Don't just think that you know, that they have absolutely no value. We need them in this economy.
I agree. We have a labor shortage. We've got an aging population. We do need immigrants. And there's some pretty solid information out there. Paul Krugman has done a great job of publicizing it, suggesting that one of the reasons our economy is doing so well is because we have so many immigrants. So, yeah, excellent point, Mike. Thank you so much for calling and making it. Harry in Eureka, California. Hey, Harry, what's on your mind today?
And good morning. Two things. One minor, but a constant one. And the other one is major. We have the most law-abiding group of people in the United States. And twice in the last several days, the Republicans have totally ignored them and come up with stuff that's impossible.
You're talking the immigrants? I thought it was amazing when we saw the statistic that the cities that have taken the most immigrants have now the lowest crime rates in the country.
I'm talking about the dreamers. If they have any felonies, they're out of the United States. They are doctors, lawyers, teachers, cab drivers, and they are literally the most law-abiding people in the United States, and they cannot vote.
That's correct.
This is because of the Republicans who ignore them twice in the last.
Well, they don't just ignore them. They're blocking legislation to give the Dreamers citizenship.
But at the same time, they are saying these people are coming in to vote. And you hear it in Fox News and everything.
It's a lie.
And they're ignoring the fact that these guys have been here for decades and they can't vote and they're visible. The other one is these spam callers who constantly interrupt your conversations or your piece, just trying to go down the day. And I talked to my local Republican representative, and he says, well, there is not much you can do about them. Yes, there are.
They're typically on the iPhones, and I don't know Android, but I'm assuming that there's a parallel thing. There's a setting where you can say, ignore calls that are not on my contact list, and they just go to voicemail. And then your phone doesn't even ring.
They use the local numbers.
You've got a landline?
Yes.
Yeah,
they
use
the local numbers, and it's totally irritating and sometimes kind of dangerous because they call it all the time.
No, I got it. You can have your landline number. You can keep that number and have it mapped over to a cell phone, you know, but I can't tell you what to do here, Harry. Harry, thank you for the call. And thank you for being with us today. We'll be back tomorrow, same time, same place, same bat time, same bat channel. In the meantime, don't forget, democracy is not a spectator sport. It requires all of us. So get out there, get active, tag, you're it. We'll see you tomorrow. Have a great afternoon. Be good to yourself and the people around.
You've been listening to Tom Hartman. For audio and video archives, visit TomHartman.com.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-421-9901. 800-421-9901. 800-421-9901. That's 800-421-9901.
Broadcasting from the City Deck Studios on North Washington Street, the talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW.
Hi, this is Dr. Tim Slecker.
And this is Dr. Johnny Lupinacci.
Thursday on Busted Pencils, Carol Burris busts down states underfunding schools.
Being blind doesn't always look how others may think.
Retinitis pigmentosa aimed to overwhelm my family.
It tried to cut me down.
I know where to find support and where I can be seen.
Innovative research, educational resources, supportive community. The Foundation Fighting Blindness is leading the charge in finding treatments and cures for blinding diseases. Learn more at fightingblindness.org. A public service message from the Foundation Fighting Blindness.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay.
WGBW 1590 AM Denmark. W250 CV Green Bay.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packard. CENTCOM says the U.S. carried out a self-defense strike on two aerial vehicles in a Houthi-controlled area of Yemen. This just hours after Houthis claimed responsibility for a deadly attack. Houthi rebels taking credit